Young women and lasses too, pray listen to Mistress Prue. A gentleman's maid, and what I have said, believe me, you'll find it true. The sparks of the town that range up and down are often virgins' foes. When in their lap bright gold they drap, yet no such fop should ever crop my delicate, delicate, delicate virgin rose. They commonly will pretend to be your entire friend, but when they shall find one more to their mind, their favors are at an end. In sorrow and scorn they leave you forlorn, with eyes that overflows. Then, damsels fair, I pray beware, when they come there, they will not spare your delicate, delicate, delicate virgin rose. They'll flatter you with a kiss for gaining the lover's bliss, and when it is done, they'll eagerly run and find out another miss. Both city and court to follow the sport, decked up in gaudy clothes. They're so unjust that mates they worst, then never trust, but marry first, before they have cropped, before they have cropped, before they have cropped your rose. Beware of a tempting tongue, so pleasant and fairly hung, least it should entice your hearts in a trice, oh, come not the least among. Such fellows for fear grief brings up the rear, and does your faults expose. With gall and rue, whate'er you do, abhor the crew that would pursue your innocent, maiden rose. No honored lord or knight, four guineas of gold so bright, and though he would fain, should never obtain the pleasure of fond delight. I scorn to be great at any such rate, a fig for gaudy clothes. I do protest, I end in jest, the very best in velvet dressed shall never defile, shall never defile, shall never defile my rose. One night in St. James's Park, I met with a lawyer's clerk, and as we drew near, he called me his dear, but mind how I served the spark. Since he was so fond, down into a pond I shoved him with all his clothes. On floods he waved, for help he craved, I run, he raved, and thus I saved my delicate, my delicate, my delicate virgin rose.